from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Our guy Eric Hosmer, former Royals first baseman, Gold Glove, All-Star, MVP, and all the other accolades, joins Fesco and Dusty here on 96.5 The Fan. Mr. Haas, how are you on this Tuesday morning?
Doing well. 96.5 The Fan. How's it been going, fellas?
It's been going good, Eric. Really good, and it's obviously going great for you. You're putting together a presentation, I guess you could say, a little video short of the 2014 baseball season that was so wonderful here in Kansas City. You and Pine Tar are putting it together. It gets released at 10 o'clock today. First of all, how much fun did you have putting this kind of documentary together?
Oh, man. Well, you know, I'm not doing much of the hard work behind the scenes, so I got to give all the other people the credit for that. But just to get everybody in the same, you know, the same city, the same building, get to spend time with those guys on the 2014 team, and just to catch up with all the memories. You know, that season, like we've all talked about, especially at the reunion, was kind of 2014 was the kickoff of Title Town for Kansas City. So that's kind of the reflection that we all look back on when we think of 2014.
You know, I know you guys obviously won it in 2015, but for my money, Eric, that October of 2014 was the best month of my working career with the way that you guys captured this town and obviously went to game 7 of the World Series. And, you know, with all the stories we shared along the way, like that month, October of 2014, is one I'll never forget. And there's days I wake up wishing it was October of 2014 all over again.
Yeah, it's the weirdest thing because, like you say, I remember the 14, the run more than I do actually in 15. Not the World Series because obviously the ending, but 2014, there was just no thought in our minds that we were losing. I mean, we went through the whole American League. Obviously, Madison Bumgarner was just on another level, his run. But there was just no thought. It was such a magical ride. That wild card game was one of the craziest games, I would say, in MLB history, especially up until that point in the postseason. And then we roll American League. And then run into Bumgarner, so it was a heartbreaking. It was a heartbreaking loss, but the way we rebounded was pretty sweet. But 2014 definitely kicked everything off, like we keep saying.
Royals struggle last night in New York, but I mean, Haas, that's playoff baseball, man. Like, what is it like to go into that atmosphere as, you know, possibly the underdog every time you go there? Right? It's the short porch, it's the pinstripes, it's the Monument Park. Like, what is that kind of like, and how does that kind of grow you as a baseball player?
Yeah, it's New York, man. When you're in the Bronx, it's late in the game, it's close, you know, you have that weird feeling like something's going to happen, and it kind of feels like another hump you got to get over, especially late in the games there. But I love their schedule right now. It seems like every week, I mean, they go Cleveland, Minnesota, Houston, New York. I mean, I feel like we're playing playoff baseball right now. I think it's going to get us well and equipped for October, but you know, I still see the division as a big possibility for these guys. These guys can play the game, and with that starting pitching, with the rotation, they can go on any kind of role they want.
Talk with Eric Hosmer here on 96.5 The Fan. And you know, one of the guys that was very instrumental, I think, in the last couple of days was Tommy Pham, his addition, Robbie Grossman getting added in as well. Kind of reminds me of 2014 when you guys added Ibanez and Willingham and Jason Frazier. Like, what was the impact of those guys on your team? And can you see it with the Phams and the Grossmans that we're adding in this year?
Absolutely. I think those two guys fit the attitude, fit the makeup of this team. I think Tommy's going to bring an intensity, especially at the top of the lineup. He doesn't chase bad pitches. He really takes pride on swinging at strikes, not swinging at balls outside of the zone. So I think not only will he be getting on base for Bobby and Salvi, I think he's going to be wearing pitchers down so those guys can leave some balls over the plate and Bobby and Salvi can drive balls all October over the fence. So him and Robbie, same kind of player. They get on base. They're good defensively. They're fundamentally sound. And that's kind of the common theme that I've been telling all my buddies around here. You know, a lot of the big league teams don't really have a system. They just kind of acquire talent in my eyes. And I think JJ's done a great job of creating that system back in Kansas City, creating an athletic team, creating the pitching staff that he did, and those two guys added to that system.
What did those old dudes mean for you, though, when they came in, the Ibañezes of the world? Like, how did they propel you guys to that next level? Because I kind of feel like these older dudes kind of added a little bit of that this year.
You do, and it's something, as a player, I don't know how to explain it, but it's definitely a real thing. When you hear something player to player, it sometimes just hits a little different than it does from a coach, from a manager, that type of thing. And Raul Ibañez, when he got over from the, I think we got him from the Angels, but a couple years before he was in New York hitting homers in the postseason in the playoffs, big homers. And we're talking about a guy with a 20-plus year career, and he basically just told us what other teams, what other players, what the league thinks of us from the other dugout. And to hear that from his voice, a guy that's so respected from all of us, from all the players, I think opened our eyes and gave us a confidence that we never had.
I know you probably get asked this question a lot, and I know that your Digging Deep podcast, you had Bobby Wood Jr. on there, but you see a guy who's so young, but like you could probably see beyond the eyes, beyond the brain of like where he's at, and maybe this sort of guy or this sort of, you know, some people might call him a kid or junior. How can you tell that he's already ready for this sort of playoff run and this sort of role to be that guy for this roster?
I just think the way he goes about his business this year in and year out. You know, people always say you find out a lot about somebody when they're struggling. And in my eyes, for baseball, you find out more when the guy's having success, especially in Bobby's situation. He just got a huge contract. He's coming off that. He's coming off an All-Star game appearance back home in Texas. But the main focus and all he talks about is winning. So the makeup, the characters, it's the reason why you give a guy like Bobby the amount of money they did and you invest in him to run and be the guy that leads your franchise, because winning is all about is all in his mind. And in a day and age for kids his age, honestly, we said kids, it's hard to make winning the main thing. You know, everything's so individualized, but Bobby has that old school soul when it comes to being a teammate and wanting to win.
All right, as you get ready to release this video today at 10 o'clock, people can catch it at royals.com, right? That's where they can go and watch this video today.
Oh, yeah, royals.com. It's going to be fun. We got some fun behind-the-scenes stuff at all the reunions, and then there's some fun interactions of us at the golf course and stuff. I think the fans will love it.
Okay, so go to royals.com beginning at 10 o'clock. Watch this. I call it a documentary because it will be. I'm sure we'll all be in tears with joy and emotion reliving 2014. But what was your favorite story out of all this to kind of go back and relive when you were putting this together?
You know, there's so many good ones, and especially now, 10 years removed, you know, there is the one funny story that we bring up in there. You know, we won the wild card game in 14 and we get on a plane, go right to LA to play Anaheim for the next series. And it's the middle of the night. We get into Anaheim about 5-6 in the morning. And Raul Ibañez, who we're talking about, he's on, you know, the family bus and all the guys are on with him and his son and a couple of his kids. And one of his babies, a newborn, kept crying. So Raul gets up and goes to the back of the bus and just sits in the bathroom and locks himself in there. And about a minute after, we're like, man, he's in the bathroom. What's he doing? So we open the door and realize he was trying to be quiet for everybody. And the baby's crying. Gerard Dyson just says, man, give me that baby. And he starts rocking the baby on his shoulder for about 10 seconds. And the baby falls right asleep. And it was just one of the funnier moments of something that happened off the field, but it was a great memory.
Yeah, that's outstanding. That's as good as Danny Duffy getting locked in the bathroom in the bullpen during the rally in Houston too, right?
Oh, man, Duffy's a beauty. You know, you're going to get some great stories out of Duffy as well.
Big Daddy Dyson over there on the bus. Real quickly, you mentioned golf. What's Eric Hosmer's handicap?
It is not good right now, fellas. I'm not even going to throw a number out there, but it will be better from this point on. I promise you that.
There you go. Keep swinging them and hit them straight, man. You'll be all right here in the future. You got that long swing. Once you connect, it'll be nice and pretty. I guarantee you fairways will be found. We appreciate the time, Haas. Thanks for your hard work, and hopefully we can do this again shortly here on Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan.
All right, guys. We'll see you. Good talking to you guys.
Yeah, be easy.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.